is the day which the Lord has made. We will
remember that, because we're going to come back to that in a little bit, okay? Turn to Matthew chapter 27 in your Bibles. Matthew chapter 27 and 28 is where we'll be, with one little jump into Luke for a moment. And we'll pick up the story. Last week we talked about the triumphant entry. We talked about different things that were happening. And Jesus is arrested, and they decide to say, we can swap and we can release a prisoner. Who would you have us release? We have this guy Barabbas, who's a murderer. Or we have this guy who is your king. And they shouted out and said, he's not our king. So who do I release? And they told Pontius Pilate, they said, release Barabbas. The murderer, release him. He said, and what do we do with this man? And they cried out, crucify him. Let him be crucified. And he said, what evil has he done? And they cried out all the more, saying, let him be crucified. And we have to be very careful as Christ followers, even us. Yes, even us. We can be very quick to join in with the others. And we should always think there's a little voice in our head saying, but what has this person done? I don't know, don't care, I'm going with the crowd. If they said it, they've got to be right. Crucify him. We have to be so careful of that. In verse 27 of Matthew 27, that's where we'll start today. And it says, and the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And when they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and they mocked him. And they said, hail, King of the Jews. And then they spat on him. They took the reed out of his hand and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off of him and put his own clothes on him and led him away to be crucified. So Jesus, in the midst of this, is being mocked. They mocked him. They mocked praise to him. Remember earlier I said there will be those, yes, even in church, that mock the way we praise God. We can't have that. We've got to praise him in a manner that's right for us. I fear every now and then whoever's sitting over on this side, generally Charlotte, my Lord, will she see my legs going to town underneath that piano? Because I'm celebrating under there. I've got some crazy rhythm going on under there. But man, I'm celebrating behind that black thing. I may put one on the side now. But I can't be worried about that. I thought, man, I'm just praising God. And I remember, I've said it before, Jack said at one point, you may have to decide if you want to do that or preach, because doing both is tough. And I thought, that is what prepares me for preaching, because I praise him in that plane. Even when I hit the wrong notes. Even when I do something wrong in there. But I praise him in the things that I'm doing. Man, all that does is prepare me for the message. And I love doing that. And we can't be concerned. And then they mocked him and they led him away. And we can't be concerned with others mocking us. Jesus Christ was mocked. And then the king was on the cross. And Simon of Cyrene came down and had to help him carry it. Now flip down to verse 36. And it says, sitting down, they kept watch over him there, and they put over his head the accusation written against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Just one more way to mock him, by hanging him on the cross and putting a sign up there. They said, oh, here's your King of Jews hanging on the cross. Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and the other on the left. And those who passed by blasphemed him. Lots of people walking past. And they mocked him and they blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, you who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. And again, he's the King of Jews. They hung the sign above his head. And they said, this is your king. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. And we have to be very careful, again, as Christ followers, not to fall in that if game. Well, if you are, if you do, if you love me, if you these things, do this. Likewise, the chief priest, they joined in the fun, mocked him with the scribes and the elders, and he saved others. Himself he cannot save, they said. If he is the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and then we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. Now hold that spot in your Bible and flip over to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. I'm looking at Luke 24, sorry. Luke 23. Luke chapter 23, verse 39. And it says, then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, if you are the Christ, save yourself. But they went a step further. Save yourself and us. Oh, isn't that great? If you're really Jesus, you can save them, save yourself, save whoever. Just be sure to include us in that group. But the other answered and rebuked him, and he said, do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. Even the thief knew he had done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, could you imagine? You're in the final moments of your life. He looked to Jesus, for he feared God. He said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Boy, that irritates some Christians. Are you kidding me? He got to skate in. That's the beauty of our Savior. Yes. Deathbed confessions. Really? Yes. We drank symbolically today from the redemptive cup of Christ. His blood. For the remission, for the forgiveness of our sins. Now let's go back to Matthew chapter 27. And Luke is the one that mentions about the thief there. But what a powerful statement about our Savior, that he's in the middle of two thieves. And they join in and they start mocking. But one of them says, do you not even fear God? And it's an important thing to know that we can make, that he can make a difference in our life, even in our final moments. Even in our final moments. And that person's life was changed for eternity in heaven, although he was getting ready to end his earthly life here. Matthew chapter 27, verse 45. And it says, now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness all over the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice. He said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now some of those who stood there when they heard that said, this man is calling for Elijah. And immediately one of them ran and took a sponge and he filled it with sour wine. And he put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink. Now the rest said, leave him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him. Man, there were a lot of people. A lot of people just hanging around. will he be able to save himself? My God, is Elijah going to come down? Is he going to save him? And they're waiting for the magic. He said this, when will it happen? Well, let's go home, I'm tired. No, no, no. Let's see if he comes down off that thing. I'm tired, let's go home. No, 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 let's see if Elijah shows up. Man, there's some stuff going on here and I think that it may happen. Let's hang out here and see. But in verse 50 it says, Jesus cried out again with a loud voice. And he yielded up his spirit. Other scriptures tell us, he said, it is finished. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth quaked and the rocks were split and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, as probably you and I would as well. And they said, truly, this is the Son of God. But you see, he wasn't able to get himself off the cross. Elijah didn't show up. But they saw those other signs and they said, uh-oh, we messed up. We made fun of him. There are Christians today that made fun of Jesus Christ. Probably right up till the moment where he entered their life. And then they were changed. They believe now truly this was the Son of God. And many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, were there looking on from afar. And among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Now it goes on and it tells us that Jesus was buried in a grave. It said Joseph had taken his body, wrapped it in clean linen, and put him in a tomb. And they sealed the tomb, and Pilate set guards out and said, now hang on. I don't want one of his friends coming in and saying, hey, he's gone. But they took him when we weren't looking. So he posted guards and said, we've got to have guards up there. We've got to watch this stuff. We can't have him disappear on us. Verse 57 says, now when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had become a disciple of Jesus. And it goes on to say he had done these things, laid him in a tomb. And in verse 62 it says, now on the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate. And they said, sir, we remember while he was still alive. They were listening to what he said, even though they didn't believe who he was. But they said, I remember. But listen what they said. While he was still alive, that deceiver, they called him the deceiver, said, after 3 days I will rise. Therefore command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away. And say to the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last deception will be worse than the first. Again, calling him and his followers deceivers. Pilate said to them, you have a guard. Go your way. Make it secure as you know how. And they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting a guard. Now, our part as Christ followers is chapter 28. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day, Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from the heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid." I doubt that stopped their fear right out of the gate. But he said, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here." "Why?" It says, "He is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord laid. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. And there you will see him. And behold, I have told you." And could you imagine walking in and saying, "I know this is where we laid Jesus. He's not there. He's gone." And the angel came and said, "He is risen, just as he said." Now listen to this. In verse 8 of Matthew chapter 28. And it says, "So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy." I can't imagine what that looks like. I'm scared to death, but man, I've got this great joy in the midst of me. But they went out quickly, as the angel said, "Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead." They went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and they ran to bring his disciples word. We need to do the same thing. We need to move quickly and tell others that he is risen. We need to tell others about Jesus Christ. And sometimes with a little fear. And then went to tell his disciples, "Behold, Jesus met them saying, 'Rejoice.' So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.'" Jesus said to do what? When he saw him, he said, "Rejoice. This is the day which I have made. We will." That was your warning. All right. He said, "This is the day that I have made. Rejoice and be glad in it." We have to find reason to celebrate. We have to find reason to rejoice. In the midst of our trials, he went to the cross and he died for our sins. Rejoice. Which one of us is willing to do that for the rest of the world? For the rest of humanity? You'll hang there for a few hours. There will be some discomfort. People may spit on you. They may mock you. Might poke a little spear in your side. Rejoice in that alone, that he went to the cross for us. As I said, we took the Lord's Supper earlier. We drank from the redemptive cup, which is his blood shed for us, each and every one of us. Now the band's going to come up and sing a song, and I want us singing with them. But as they come up, I want you to listen carefully. He said, "By my stripes you are healed." I want everybody listening today. Christ is issuing a call to each and every one of us. He's issuing a call to redemption. He is issuing a call, and listen carefully, I don't care how young or old you are. He's issuing a call for forgiveness, for prayer, for healing, for transformation. Maybe you need to be baptized today. Newness, shedding the old life, the old man, picking up the new man. But listen to this. He's issuing a call for salvation. And I want you to hear this. If you're here today and you need prayer, I want you to come forward. If you're here today and you need to be redeemed, maybe you need to restore yourself. Maybe you need to forgive someone or ask Him to forgive you. But if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and today you want to do that, I want you to come forward as well. We have opportunity. We're talking about a day today where Jesus Christ went to the cross, was crucified, dead, and buried. And 3 days later, when they went to that grave and they rolled the stone away, it was empty. And it was empty for you, and for you, and for you, and for you, and for me. We can't be fearful of our praise to God. We can't be fearful of our salvation, our redemption, our need for forgiveness, our need to shed the old man, our need for the new man to be put on. But if nothing else today, let us celebrate a risen Savior today. Amen. Let's stand to our feet, sing the song, come forward at any point for prayer, salvation, whatever it is you need today. Don't go home the same way.